Protests in Thailand give ministry a pause. A ministry shows how leaders are born again, and Haiti outreaches urge believers not to forget about them. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Protesters in Thailand threaten to spill their own blood on the government house if their demands aren't met. Reports say protesters known as Red Shirts hope to get ex-Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra back into office. Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders says
Thaksin was paying people in the villages, 500 baht, which is about $13, to vote for him. And so people voted for him, they got behind him, they supported him, and he would do things for the people in the villages to get their support, and that's what a lot of these red shirts are, is they're poor farmers. They like Thaksin, and they want him to come back into power.
Thaksin was ousted by a military coup in 2006. New leaders took over. The red shirts want parliament to dissolve and hold a real election. The good news?
I think people are losing faith in their government, and I think that opens the door for us to share the gospel with them.
Pray that believers will take this opportunity to share the peace of Christ. Next, India, Sri Lanka, and Nepal are all areas of the world where being a Christian can be a struggle. It can cost you your life. Despite the struggles, many people are coming to Christ, and churches are growing at incredible rates. Global Action's Lars Dunberg says this is a challenge because some pastors don't have any training. Dunberg says that's why they've started GLOMOS, or the Global Mobile Studies, for their Village Pastor Program.
We launched this program 10 years ago, and we have so far trained a little over 15,000 pastors.
The year-long training is economical and effective.
They get training, the materials, and when they graduate, we give them a library of 10 books because most of them have only the Bible. That program costs $930, 1% of what it costs to put a person through seminary in this country.
Global Action's doing this in 6 countries.
Every place has a waiting list of a couple of hundred people. Plus, we have 30 countries that have asked for us to start this program.
To support the program, we'll connect you at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. There's a saying that goes, great leaders are made, not born. But for one ministry, being born again comes first. We spoke with Ron, a senior director at Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. He says it's through their children's Bible clubs that they reach kids with the gospel.
The goal of the Bible club is to help kids come to know about Jesus, but to do it in a way that honors their family.
From there, a mobile team comes to train new Bible club teachers.
Many of the teachers that are leading these children's Bible clubs are themselves teenagers,
which generates a lot of help for the local church.
It becomes a leadership factory.
Mission India's other programs help ground church leaders. It takes prayer, resources, and funding.
A club for about 40 kids costs only $40. They go for 2 weeks during the time that the kids are off school in the summer, and then because they're led by local churches, those churches follow that up and develop relationships with the children and the parents.
There are great reasons to get involved right now. Our website will explain more. Meanwhile, AMG International's partner in Haiti says a recent food distribution serves as a distinctive road to ministry. It took place in Camp Coke, a small village that swelled with refugees from Port-au-Prince. This month, the team supplied an additional 150 families and 89 individuals with a small store of rice, beans, and cooking oil. AMG is also sending their medical staff to meet some of the needs that have been overlooked. The AMG team shares the love of Christ through these ongoing relief efforts. And HCJB Global is taking a second trip to Haiti next week. A team will work with other ministries to provide medical aid, which will focus mainly on treating post-quake diseases and infections. The teams will also be handing out 100 solar-powered radios and partnering with a Haitian radio station. The station's seen many people come to Christ through their broadcasts and say many are still searching. Pray that this new trip would provide more opportunities to share Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to Guatemala. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.